A residential street on fire, homes destroyed. A dead woman covered by a plastic sheet. The aftermath of yet another barrage of Russian missiles on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv.
Me and my husband were literally thrown into the corridor. We regained consciousness. We heard glass shattering and then there was an explosion one after another. We ran to the basement. Now, when we came out into the street, we saw ambulances and there are casualties.
This hotel was reportedly only closed down in recent days. It was also hit by what's believed to have been an intercepted Russian missile.
It was a nightmare. It was a massive explosion. We have a strong building, but it still shook. I was standing by the window and went to the corridor and hid. I can't believe it was so close.
In another neighbourhood, police gather shrapnel near a 2-metre-deep crater. Not a single building isn't partially destroyed. People rush to repair their windows in the winter cold. This is the third consecutive day Russia has launched missiles or so-called kamikaze drones at the Ukrainian capital and numerous cities across the country. Oleg was with his wife Tatiana in their sitting room. There was a sudden, deafening blast.
We fell to the floor, I injured my head. My husband's face was cut. It was terrifying. What can we do now? It's cold and we're afraid of more strikes. It's a constant fear.
There was a crash and glass flew. I was afraid for my wife more than myself.
A blood-covered pavement in a park where children play. Shock, fear, and the terrifying uncertainty of not knowing where the next one will land.
Scenes of utter devastation in this residential neighbourhood. The level of the destruction here, it's incredible that more people weren't injured or killed. This is New Year's Eve in the Ukrainian capital. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.